Are we clapping or should Maddie I just start?
I'm not going to clap because I'm holding the mic.
Okay. You also don't need to clap because I'm just taking
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. We're all in the same room. We're all in the same room. We're all in the same room.
You can clap to like sing music.
I'm so used to doing this separately and being like,
I was like, Rachel, I'm holding the mic in the same room as you. You're going to have to clap for me.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I love that. Everyone's mics just fall to the ground.
I'm holding it with my thighs, and that's time. So sorry, Shen, to do this to your microphone. Okay, should I start?
I'm just reminding myself to buy a new mic stand.
If it's the one in my room, I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm truly straddling it, but it's okay. Okay, I'll just start. Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. My name is Rachel, and today I rode a bike, honestly, the most confidently I've ever ridden a bike. I did have a panic attack last summer while trying to ride a bike in New York for the first time, and I've been scared to do it ever since. But then Chloe was my guardian bike lesbian, and just rode in front of me so that I could be fine.
Yeah. I'm Chloe. I was Rachel's mother and tour guide today. It was lovely. I truly felt like the city was our college campus and I was giving you a bike tour.
Oh my God.
That's fun.
That's super cute. And
I own a bike.
Great. That's a good fact.
That's my fact.
Great fact.
I'm Lindsay. I own a bike, but I used to... growing up, would hang out with my next door neighbors and the three of us would just go out on our bikes and like bike along the river. And it was like super fun in summer. So I used to always love our little adventures.
Aww. Hi, my name's Shem. Growing up, I used to be in a BMX bike gang where we would cycle into like the woods, into like the disused parts of golf courses and build little jumps. And then try and like do tricks over them, or they go into like little car parks and like Croydon, and then just spend our time like trying to like do wheelies and things like that. And the things, it's such a small subculture that you'll end up hanging out with like 42-year-old men who are also into like cycling and doing like tricks. And one time he got to hang out with like the world X game champion for BMXing because he like came to the same area, and we were all like in a car park, just kicking our trainers and our tiny little tires and like pretending to be cool. But it was like quite a time. And I also own a bike.
Oh my God.
Every Shem story starts so innocent and then it ends with
and then it just escalates and you're like, what?
What happened?
Okay, so the one that came to mind was right after Rachel's because of the beautiful friendship of having someone ride like in front of you was, and it's, it was, so I have a phobia of worms and like, you know, those silkworms that like hang off the trees, the tiniest ones that some people think are cute.
No.
So like I would, one of my best friends at the time, we would go on walks together, but at springtime, it's the worst time. Yeah. And, we have to walk under trees. And so do you remember that episode of Friends where like, I think it was Rachel or Phoebe runs like really insane?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, Phoebe. Yeah.
My
love.
She would run in front of me and like do this. And like flail her arms and just like create a huge amount of space to catch any of them so that I would have a free pass.
That's so cute.
Isn't that friendship? Goddamn.
Yeah.
Goddamn. That's love. That's love. Because I was straight up like, I can't run. And like, I'm not running with you. And she was like, I got you. Yeah.
Just so cute. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, we already know she has a truly beautiful friendship and a phobia of silkworms, but worms in general, you might know her from The Armory, from Asian AF, from The Shit Show. Please welcome performer Florence Freeba. That's new.
It's really new.
That's new. I was as shocked as you were.
Oh my god. That was beautiful. Beautifully orchestrated. God. And no one dropped a mic.
No one did. We all did what we needed to do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. It's so good to see you on the computer and have you here.
Ditto.
Honestly, that is really nice. I I don't have a fear of worms, but I am truly afraid of spiders. And have you ever had a sac spider?
Wow.
I think it's called.
Is that one with like a nest?
They literally build, when you said silkworm, this is what made me think of it. They build like a little sack on a surface. One time I was taking, I took a shower and then I got out and my girlfriend went in to take a shower. She gets out and she was like, did you not notice the worm that has like built, not a worm, a spider that's built a home on our shower curtain? And I was like, you mean I was in there with that thing for minutes? Yeah, and it truly built a little sack, and then I freaked out, and I was like,
"Sack spider." Okay, I'm so sorry. That's really awful.
Yeah, it's okay. Now you have a new thing to be scared.
Now I have a new thing. Luckily, spiders don't bother me, nor do snakes and stuff like that. Like, I actually have a high tolerance for other things, which I think like maybe evens it out.
I think that's wild because I feel like snakes are big worms.
No, they have eyes and they make sense to me.
Nope, that makes sense.
They make sense to me.
Yeah, there's a face, kind of.
Yeah, whereas worms are just like with worms, it's like someone detached an arm and it was just like, go. And you just and I was like, I can't, it doesn't make sense to me. Yeah.
Are you able to do like gummy worms or does it cross over?
I don't care for them because I'm just like, ew.
Yeah, fair.
But
fair.
I can do it. Okay. I just am like, it just grosses me out.
What about the dance move, the worm? How do you feel?
That one's fine. That one, I see people's eyes and, you know, like I see that they're people. Yeah, I see that they're people and they have like, you know.
I'm only scared when people are
people
offbeat.
Things. Yeah, only scared when people are offbeat. That, exactly. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. You know, he's a man of many jokes. And honestly, We're gonna hear our first fact from him today.
I love that.
Many jokes and many dance moves.
And many puns.
The worm was the first dance move I learned. And then when you would like, the first like break dance move, and then it was like, oh, I can like do this. And then it was like, no one cared. But I was like, oh, you can like dive, because you dive, you can like dive to the floor and do it. But I was like good, so I could like jump up into the air, clap my hands, and then land.
Get the fuck out of the gym! Are you a full-on break dancer?
Yeah. No,
I confidently said yes.
Yes, I know your answer.
I could do like some moves and things like that, but like I was never like I'm a 30% good at like many things.
You're a what?
I'm 30% good at like 50 different things. So
I'm similar. Yeah. But also compared to me, you are a professional break dancer.
My first break dance move was the coffee grinder, and
what's
I would
coffee
like
grinder?
What?
You've never seen that?
Wow.
Two maybe break we dancers. Call it something different.
You like
get on the same page. Yeah, let's share.
I'll break it out
here
for you later. But break you it like out. You like squat as if you were in a lunge with your leg to the side, and then your leg like wipes
oh,
around.
Oh, the helicopter.
You.
Yeah.
The helicopter. Okay. Yeah. Oh, the whizzy.
Okay, we gotta get the right. Yeah, we gotta find a similar language.
I
helicopter
them.
Or the coffee grinder.
But I would always like break that out at weddings, so I was just like a small little white girl being like, move aside, let me grind some coffee.
Can you, do you still, would you still break it out?
I wouldn't, mainly
why?
Because I'm just like more self-aware, but I would break it out like here, like I will
like
do it later.
You can still do that. That's
thank
like
you.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Shem, are you still doing the worm on casual occasion?
Mostly because I don't ever dance anymore. Like the difficult thing isn't the jumping in the air, clapping and landing, but more being in a social space like a nightclub.
I think I've seen you do it before, but it was probably in an improv scene.
Also, New York nightclubs would just like hold you up because there'd be so many people. Deep body surfing.
What?
You're like, I'm trying to do the worm, guys. Let me fall.
Please, can you spread out a little bit?
Let me fall. Yeah.
However, my fact
that
I brought up, and then I just Googled something else in the meantime because it was very petty, but was about the, do you know the song, they all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round?
No. Tell me about it.
Okay. All right. Well.
Tell me more about it.
But do, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a, that's just an old jazz standard that they talk about, and like they talk about the people believing in like a flat earth, but that wasn't a commonly held belief almost ever. Like back, if you go back to like the 8th century BC and the times of people like Pythagoras, people knew the world was round. Like they've known the world was round for like ages, like even in like medieval periods, like during the Renaissance, during the Dark Ages, like the knowledge of the curvature of the Earth has been like commonly like talked about, discussed in like even in religious communities, like Catholics have said that the world is round at the forefront of science. Islamic scholars have said it. Like people from all over the world in different cultures at different times have all gone, oh, the world's like real round. So there's just the general assumption that people like back in the day were like dumb or like didn't understand things, rather than just had like a fairly reasonable working assumption of the world, but just needed some things like tweaked or parameters adjusted. But I just found that fascinating, just because I I'm so used to people saying, well, back then they were like going, oh, like I'm dumb. This is just a long way of saying respect your grandparents and your elders.
They have like, yes, my grandparents. Yeah, no, it reminded me of how people saw Native American traditions, and they just saw it as like a primitive, but actually now we're going back to it.
Yeah.
Because it's a more sustainable and accurate way of like life cycles, mm-hmm. and like actually how we like function with nature and how we're supposed to be connected for sustainability. It's like so obvious, but we've people just like had this dumb white culture.
Yeah, literally.
And be like, no, steal. Guns, like technology, we smart. Yeah,
you don't get it. I work 50 hours a week and I'm stressed.
Yes. I need to shoot things. And
there's no lion, but I feel like I'm in fight or flight all the time. Like, oh my god,
no.
So yeah,
and hey, we have a lion. We get on.
Yeah, we get on.
We're great. Could they? This is a possibly dumb question, but could they tell because of the stars?
Who knows?
Okay.
They can tell from like math and like curvature.
Okay,
and, like,
okay.
Or they would like formulate. I think Pythagoras got the size of the Earth.
We love him.
Wrong by like 1% too small or 16% too large, but like kind of like on the ball.
Accurate.
For, like,
yeah. Good job.
Better than I would have done.
I feel they're like, oh well, Brian went for his walk and he's come back. Like the world's got to be round. No one's fallen off.
If you guys had to guess how big the Earth is in miles circumference wise, what would you guess?
If we all do it, this is something I learned from Eric Dittleman, who's like a mentalist. He was like, if you get an average of like, I think it's like a sample size from an audience, and like, let's say there's three of us that answers, then you add those, divide it by three, and it will be like closest to the actual amount. Okay. So like if someone's on the, yeah. So let's test it, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Okay,
so in circumference.
In circumference
miles.
In miles? Circumference, okay.
Yeah. So convert for you after, all the way around. Two
okay, does anyone want to, I'll say, God,
from here to Maine is like 200 to 400 miles.
I know, that's like what I was literally thinking. Population. Okay, I'm going to guess
2,000 miles.
8 million miles.
So I think, I don't think it's million. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that feels like too big, right?
Yeah, that feels crazy because if it's like from here to like to my parents' house in South Carolina, it's like what, 2,000?
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 something. So maybe to like
7.2 million miles.
So Chloe's saying 7.2.
I'm gonna say like 32,000 miles.
30,000. Okay.
I'm gonna say like 450,000.
But you said how many, Chloe?
Wait, around the whole world?
Yeah, the circumference.
Yeah. Maybe I'll... No. Do what you feel.
But maybe I'm like, do I do it in? No, I'm gonna say 7.2 million miles.
Holy hell. Okay.
I said 435,000 miles.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I'm definitely off. 400 like miles.
And 32,000, you said?
Yeah, 435,000. What did I say? I don't know. That counts.
Okay. Well, I did. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you wrote is good.
And then Lindsay?
925,000 miles.
925,000 miles.
And Shem? God, Shem, bring it home.
No, I don't.
Come on.
Shem's like, this was my
Come on.
It's my either under a million or
yeah.
7.2.
Great. What was, right? I'm going to say
435 was mine.
435,000 was mine.
I feel like it's more like between 40 and 50.
Okay.
It's like 42.
42,000?
Yes.
42,000. So you and I are on, so you and you guys I are on the same page. Average down. So, okay, there's five of us.
Yeah.
But I'm wrong. You can take mine out.
No, Chloe. Yeah, but if I'm really thinking about millions, you have to get through the hundred thousands to get to the millions.
Yeah, yeah. Million. I think million should I really change my brought answer? It up.
I mean, million you would like take that really out if you're doing up. Like averages. Yeah.
So let me fix my answer. Yeah, let me fix my answer. Okay.
Shit, I don't remember people's things.
Just say minus 7.2 million. What was mine?
Minus seven. What was your original?
That was mine. 7.2 million. So if you subtract 7.2 million,
then we can add Chloe's new one.
My new one. Okay. What's your new one?
What did y'all said? Like seven. I'm gonna say, yeah. So for sure, 473,000.
473,000. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hang on. 473,000. Let's do this again. Rachel, what was yours?
435,000.
Whoa! I didn't mean to do that.
And then Lynn's?
925,000.
Thank you.
42,000.
Yeah, Shem and I bring the average down. So divided by five. So we have 38,000.
Yes, 382.
Now what's the actual circum?
I feel
like that's high.
Did anyone else forget we were recording a podcast while we were doing this? Because I did.
No.
Cut it.
Oh, I did.
25,000.
What?
That's it?
Oh.
Around the whole world?
It was really high. So this group particularly is really not good at averaging miles. That's what we've learned today. Eric was wrong, and we found like a perfect sample size of people that could prove it wrong.
Yes. I just thought the season
this is when mentalism would go bad.
The season oceans would be tricky because I was like, the country's me too. Like, yeah, but like I'm at an info.
The oceans are huge.
The oceans.
So. Pythagoras. Why can't I say his name? Pythagoras.
It's pronounced Sokotoa.
You did a good job. I'm just trying to compliment him. Pythagoras.
It was great. It was a very interesting fact. Actually, it just made me. I think I might change my fact. I think I remember a more interesting fact.
Do what feels right.
Yeah.
Shem, that fact is as hot as. The amount of calories I would burn if I ran the circumference of the earth. Did you set the world on fire, baby?
I'm imagining Rachel running, but also eating Doritos at the same time. So it's like a perfect balance equilibrium.
I was watching Manifest last night and
oh my God.
It's horrible, but good. And someone was like having a calling. So they were seeing a vision and they were like, his hands are like orange. And this like kid's dad was like, I gave him Cheetos earlier. I was like, me. Someone having a vision of me just like with flaming hot Cheetos on my hands. All right. How hot was that fact?
I would say Shem's fact, your fact, was as hot as the Earth's core would be if it was bigger and the circumference was 7.2 million miles.
Whoa.
Big.
Shem, your fact is as hot as the first time someone discovers like one of those globe ornaments and then they flip it up and it's really like a drinks counter below it. And you're like, surprise.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Ooh, circumference of the sun, 2.7 million miles.
What?
That's what I was thinking of the whole time.
Chloe is like fucking so far off on anything. I'm gonna guess else? The circumference of our solar system.
Just like what else? Yeah, guys, I was a math major for a second, for a little bit.
That scares me.
Wait, Shem, your fact is as hot as the metal part of a seatbelt sitting in the car.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Speaking of good ones, I have like a short and stinky fact. Truly. So if you take a clove of fresh garlic and you rub it on the sole of your foot, about an hour later, you would smell and taste garlic. Because the molecule that makes the garlic smell, it's called allicin. Whoa, allicin. I promise that's what it says. Is small enough to penetrate the skin. and it will go through your blood vessels where it will travel all the way back up to the mouth and nose. So let's say like you could put your feet in another room or like a little box. You know those like magician boxes where your feet are out? You could do that, rub it on you so you're not smelling it just from it being there, and then it'll travel all the way up to your nose and mouth.
That's wild.
Which is probably why when you like eat garlic, you feel like you're like sweating garlic, because it is
really are
going probably through your pores. It's so tiny, it'll go through your pores.
What? Shem has garlic.
So I bought back some foot garlic.
Shem came back with garlic.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
My God. No.
Shem, you're the only one with bare feet here.
No, no. I have bare feet, but it's a no from me.
Which makes sense when I eat Trader Joe's garlic dip and Kara's like, you can't kiss me for 2 days. She says that, but like, she gets a garlic kiss. She gets it. She leaves.
She says that, but she hasn't come back yet.
It's been a year.
It's been a year.
I used to hate having the smell of garlic on my hands, like with cooking. So like I would peel it and like chop it, crush it, and then immediately wash my hands and was like obsessive about it for a long time, and have stopped doing that now.
Sorry, oh my God. There's a small kitty behind us.
I know. What a great cameo. So sweet.
We recently adopted two little kittens.
Yeah. They're like, both adopted. Are they siblings?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
When
we adopted them, we were told one was a boy and one was a girl, and then they went to be spayed and neutered this week, and then I got a text being like, so they've both been spayed because they're both female. We're sorry for the confusion. I was like, that's okay.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Are there any other foot foods? Like anything else that you can like step, like if you
tread any other molecules? Yeah.
Will you get drunk?
Well, have y'all ever done, this isn't food, it's just how wine is made, but have y'all ever stepped in it? Because I don't want to.
No,
it freaks me out.
I haven't, but I honestly would.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I like sensory things.
I was about to say, so you're not a fan of like that sensation of like
squishy.
Do you like sand between your toes?
No, see, I don't mind the actual like,
I love getting on the beach.
The feeling and stepping is fine. It's more like I think I would be doing it thinking, oh, my feet are in someone's drink. Future drink.
Oh.
And then it'll ruin wine for me forever as well. Like I know that's happening, but I can separate myself from it.
Someone's loving a drink somewhere.
I know how this was made.
I didn't even think about that. Do they not wear like protective?
I don't know.
I honestly though, I think it like it goes through such a process. Like I think becoming alcohol kills all the germs and stuff.
Right.
That's true.
That's probably only done like very rarely now. My guess is it's all like machine mashed.
Yeah, I think that would be like a tourist trap.
Yeah,
of like mash your grapes.
Yeah, these days it's a robot foot that's just like joyously
dying, dying.
There's still
the Isle of Lucy,
like,
dying, dying.
Yeah. But they give it an Isle of Lucy face.
Yeah. Ricky. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Google foot foods.
The first thing I found was
that's too broad.
Eat for your feet. Healthy food suggestions for healthy feet. Which is funny. Like I feel like you can't just specifically target your feet, but it is leafy greens, walnuts, blueberries, sardines, chicken, and turkey.
So it's just like healthy.
It's just literally healthy food. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to littlefootfoods.ca, which is a Canadian website. But it's just Canada's best ready to fry pierogi.
That doesn't sound bad.
Oh, now I want pierogies.
I really love this conversation that I'm having at 11:37 on a Saturday morning.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. Genuinely like, wow, I love that.
Okay, good.
This is the premise of the podcast that you can go there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
She's literally eating pierogies with her feet.
This is a...
It's a Pringle. You don't want to see it. Actually, show it to Florian.
I mean, years ago, I went to a party and a group of guys stripped another guy and then they put Pringle down his butt crack.
Oh, my God. That feels like really bad.
Did he want it? Was there
confession? Was he laughing or was
he drunk? I left the party. I didn't like it.
Oh, no. And then I jumped in and did the worm.
And yeah, I was about to say.
Chubb was like, I crushed that Pringle with my booty. And I was like,
he did what any good man would do. He saw someone in trouble and did the worm.
He went.
Yeah.
I feel like go to a club, it's going to be a dance circle, and then you're just going to look outside the circle, and Shem's just like, finally,
and there's someone with a can of Pringles just like,
yeah, and then there's someone yelling, I'm doing the coffee grind, and Shem's like, the helicopter!
And then it's just Shem and I battling it out.
Battling it out.
We're like...
labeling your moves.
Do you taste something in your mouth? Mm. Yeah, I rub garlic on my foot. It helps me dance. But now all I taste is garlic. That's like, has anyone had the all-natural Dramamine?
No.
No.
It's just like ginger capsules. I get really motion sick. Mm. So I'll be taking it tomorrow before my flight. But then I'll be like, burp. And then I'll be like, why does my burp taste like ginger? But it's because of the Dramamine.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, it's because of the garlic I put in my shoe.
the Dramamine's just ginger. Ginger. Rach, yeah, how hot?
I got to tell you something.
Tell me.
I got to tell you, you're hot.
You're hot. That's it. That's Lynn, it. You're hot.
Rachel's fact, I don't. I just want to compliment my friend.
Thank you so much.
Rachel, you're so hot.
Thank you. I felt really silly in my bike outfit earlier, so that's really helping myself.
No, you know, Rachel, silly. I'll finish. You look as hot as... I was going to say, you look as hot as you do in bike shorts. Make it work in your brain. Make it work.
Thank you. I'm already hot in bike shorts, so thank you so much.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as when you heat up oil in a pan and then put that garlic in and it's like...
Oh!
That's good. That's good.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as when you sit bare bum on like a sauna bench that's just been like heated up for like hours.
Ooh. Ah! Oh. I love. Chem?
Rachel, your fact was as hot as my search history has now become. Oh my God. In my obsessive quest to find out. I googled Danish foot drunkenness because there's a Danish urban myth that you can get drunk by soaking your feet in alcohol. It's not true. It's scientists like proved and tested. Yeah. It's only like garlic that has those absorption qualities.
It's only garlic.
So far, but like...
Wow.
Keep on stepping to all those scientists.
From what I understand, it's caffeine, alcohol are the ones that like when you ingest, they get absorbed immediately into your bloodstream through your stomach, right?
Yeah. Those are the ones like the girls in high school would soak tampons in vodka and put up their butts so that they could like go into a school dance without smelling their breath smelling like alcohol.
But their butts stank.
But my God, did it smell like a Ruby Tuesday on a Saturday night? In a
Ruby Tuesday.
You know, that those like bars.
That was a pull. The salad bar.
Oh, we love. I love. Speaking of things that we love, Florence. Take it away with our third fact of the day.
Okay, so I changed it.
I love it. I love an on-the-fly edit.
Yeah. Because this one was fun for me, but you probably know this already. So technically, the point furthest away from the center of the Earth is not Mount Everest. It is Chimborazo, which is an inactive volcano in the Andes in Ecuador because people think... Mount Everest is actually just the highest above sea level.
Oh.
But the Earth is pear-shaped, so it's actually wider at the bottom. And this is where like that area like is even further away from the core, which is why it's like actually technically further away.
Whoa.
Chimborazo, Mount Chimborazo in Ecuador. Chimborazo. And then
I've just found out the Earth is thick. That was like new information.
What you're saying is
so yeah,
even
so
the many, Earth is a pear shape.
Her hips are 7.2 miles.
Yes. So many people think that the Earth is perfectly round. However, it is actually pear shaped. The top pushes in while the bottom bulges out. The southern hemisphere is slightly larger than the northern hemisphere, giving the odd pear shape. The poles are slightly flat.
I love that.
The thing about like science and what we learn in school is that like they have to choose a stopping point for us to like just like be like, this is the fact that Earth is round, because if they keep going, technically they can just keep telling you like more and more details about like how
to keep going. So, you'll keep learning. Well, and then we get dangerous.
But like then you just get into these like these areas of science where like people can't actually calculate or like learn more because they're going to get so caught up in like the wormhole of like realizing that you don't know a lot of things, like time as well. They had to like find out what it's relative to. So it's like if it's relative to like the Earth spinning around the sun, but if you're like in a different location or whatever, like time does like change. So it's just this thing where it's like you have to just say time so that we can just get to the next point.
Yeah.
You know? You have to just say the Earth is round to like get to the next point. Wow. But it's not. And Mount Everest is not like the furthest from the core of the Earth. It's just above sea level.
Oh yeah, you don't want to be the little child in class going, actually, I read that the Earth was an oblate spheroid. So
Yes.
No fun being that child, trust me.
Sounds like
But that's why you learn skills like the worm. You win them back. You win them back.
You call out the fact and dive into a
worm. Dive and they go, what? I love it. I love Shem's facts.
I'm not jealous of the Earth. Well, I am jealous of the Earth because it's pear-shaped and it's hot, but it's not doing well.
I already told you you're hot. Stop it.
Thank you, but the Earth the Earth is hot and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But wow.
Yeah.
Can people, you said it's dormant, the volcano?
Let me see. I can tell you.
Volcanoes really freak me out.
It's currently, the last eruption was occurred at 550 AD.
Okay.
Currently inactive.
She's sleeping.
Sleepy. Mm-hmm. See, the thing I don't get
Ecuador.
Is...
Ecuador. Makes sense.
I don't get, like... We're like, oh, she's inactive, but it's like, who are we to say? Who are we to say if she's inactive?
Who are we to say? Maybe she's just having a nap.
Exactly. Yeah.
To come back. I mean, look at all the other volcanoes.
Fucking
we really don't know.
We have no... Oh, my God.
We have no idea.
That's so scary. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah.
Have you... Are you a climber? Have you climbed a mountain?
Oh, have I just come back from the Alps and hiked with my brother? Yes.
The actual Alps.
I think I saw you
in snow. I didn't realize you were literally in the Appalachian Mountains.
I was in the Alps.
That's not true. The Swiss Alps.
But there
It's not South Carolina.
I was like, Alps,
Appalachia. Appalachia.
Okay.
It's truly here. I was very well off.
No. The actual Alps. Yes. You know. Hills are a lot. Yeah.
Which country?
Countries.
So we went, I met up with my brother in southern Germany. Immediately somebody was like, are you Muslim? When I got out of the gas station, I was like, I wanted to be like, no, but I'm like, yeah, like technically I am. Like, I was like, God damn, like I've been called. But it was just like wild. I was like, I'm not even that, like obviously. And I was like, holy shit. But we went to southern Germany in Berchtesgaden. Up there is like Berchtesgaden is this stunning, like, you know, glacial lake and like all that stuff. And then just on the other side is Austria. Mm-hmm. And Austria is like all the rest of the Alps is right in there. And you can just like go. It's so easy to book like a 90, I want to say dollar euro room like the day before, and just like, and it's for two people, and you're just like hiking around and just finding other hikes.
God, it's fun.
It was stunning. It's all white people though. It's like all the same food every day, but it's done well.
Okay.
So a couple of days and then you're out, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. Climbing's not for me. I fell down a mountain in eighth grade and scraped my butt. All the eighth graders in my school, we climbed a mountain together as like an end of eighth grade type of a deal. And then I slid on the way down, which in Arizona, scary because cacti, but I didn't do that.
Oh yeah. I forgot to say, you said, climbing. That also reminds me of like in New Zealand, I did, the Tongariro Alpine Crossing. So that's like technically Mount Doom in Lord of the Rings. So you can like, it's like a 9-hour day of hiking, but that made it like a 10-hour day or something like that. And like you climb up, and then because it's volcanic and like you can't go down the way you came because it's like too steep and like you would just
tumble down on rocks, but there's this like the lava flow where it's like loose rocks. So you kind of like almost ski down. You just like push your heels down and your body down into it and just like allow the rocks to fall underneath you as you keep going.
Wow.
Because it's like loose gravel. And that's how you get down once you climb up. But yeah, I've hiked and climbed quite a bit.
Yeah, you sound like a pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a pro. Definitely not a pro, but like I enjoy like a couple hours of challenging. Like I like when you just have to like be in your body like that for a couple hours.
If in the context of this room I'm a professional breakdancer, you're definitely a climber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I guess. You're right. Yeah. Thank you for mirroring that back to me.
Guys. Okay, Florence, that fact is as hot as Mount St. Helen in Washington.
She active.
Yep.
She active.
Which I lived in Washington when I was in third grade, and I went to an IMAX movie about the volcano and what would happen if it exploded. And let me tell you, for the rest of the year I lived in Washington, I lived in constant fear. So it's hot and it's scary.
Ooh. Always thankful for the days it doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Florence, your fact was as hot, is as hot, present tense, is and always will be as hot as the goddesses at Mount Olympus continue to be. I think they're still there. We just can't perceive.
Oh, they absolutely are.
Yeah, 100%.
They
are.
Come on.
10 out of 5. 10 out of 5 do that.
10 out of 5.
Science. 10 out of science.
Beautiful.
No science.
Florence, your fact is as iconic as Julie Andrews twirling on the top of the mountain.
Oh my God.
But how hot was it? Like,
it's as hot as Julie Andrews twirling on the top of the mountain.
That is hot.
But that one doesn't count, so.
That fact was as hot as, I tried to look at the name, but I cannot find it. The dormant volcano I hiked up in New Zealand when I was there. And like, it was one of the only times I've gotten like badly sunburned. Cause like,
I heard this
so
story.
Thin. But yeah, like it was like wild. Cause like you can just see like where it was a volcano and it's so like scary and like,
yes,
oh, this could be like angry.
Yes.
It's like a hole at the top.
No, because you don't get to like peer over into the crater. Okay, sadly,
with Mount Doom, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
gosh. Well, I gotta go back to New Zealand.
You gotta go to New Zealand.
I'll go.
But that was how hot that fix was.
It was very
so
hot.
Much. That was a very good New Zealand little accent.
I internally said in my head, I went pin. You wait, I got New Zealand. We're good to go.
Speaking of people who have accents that sound like they're from that region of the world, but not New Zealand. Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Australian?
The confusing
British
accent lady. Yeah, I just have a little fact today. And my fact is that the Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the most stolen book from libraries.
What?
However,
that's so weird.
I mean, that's the book that's mostly stolen, but
did they give themselves that?
I don't know. I wanted to know because we found out recently on the podcast you have to pay for someone to come and like validate the record. So I was like, did they pay?
Pay
so
themselves?
I don't think it's in the book as an official record. Mm. I think it's like an
this
unofficial
one
record, but most. The other kind of books that are mainly stolen are topics that people don't want to buy books on.
Yeah, like sex stuff.
Yeah, sex stuff.
Yeah, like sex stuff.
Okay, what did you steal from the library?
Like self-help sex stuff. No, I was at a bookstore. I was at the Strand the other day. And because my parents were in town, so we took them there. And there was this guy in the self-help section and reading from a book. And like as soon as I came close, like I did not care. But as soon as I came close, he like immediately like turned his back to me. And I was like, it's okay, bud. Like, read whatever you want to read.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
I wish you had said that. It's okay, bud.
It's okay, bud.
It's okay, bud.
Maybe get a therapist if this
book
is like. I was literally looking for like, I was looking for the psychology section, but for the like, from the POV of the therapist mm-hmm. section. It was not there.
Yeah. And like drug legalization, lock picking, anything like theft, crime related, those books get stolen.
It's interesting that it's stolen from a library, which is inherently free, but I guess you have to...
Is that like not returned or is it like stolen, stolen?
Stolen, stolen.
Oh, wow.
No, well, like, not like birth. That takes more effort that you're yeah. like, I mean, I guess because then it's, if you don't want to pay, you have to steal it.
I mean, if you took it from the library, like you borrowed it from the library, then it would be on your record.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah,
and it would name. Be like Rachel hasn't returned like mm-hmm. how to do yeah. stuff, which happened to me as a kid. As a kid, I literally we had a library book and I remember it was like something with dinosaurs, and oh. we were cleaning years later. We're cleaning my playroom thing. Child playroom and Shem, I know what you do. You call me. Never mind. I'll tell you. I'll say it after. I fucking found the book years later, and I was like, "Oh, mom, we have a problem. The library's gonna come for me."
Karen, we all know the library.
Actually, yeah, we paid a fine, and it was not a lot for like wow. years and years. Libraries need funding.
We'll see.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Kara has an outstanding book in like, I think an island in Long Island, a library on Long Island that says she checked out a book that she never checked out. It was a cookbook, which famously Kara doesn't cook. So she would never, never ever check that out.
Like a conspiracy.
And she's like supposed to pay them like hundreds of dollars. And it's like been there for like years. And she's just like, I'm just not going to pay this because, like, I've called them. I've done everything I can to tell them, like, I did not check this out.
Do not cook.
Yeah. Famously.
Like,
you need character witnesses. Yeah. You're like, look at all my friends.
Hi. The first meal she ever made for me was at least, like, 7 months into dating. And it was popcorn with shake of cheese on it, which was great. And I was, like, enamored. I was like, oh, my God.
Popcorn famously does not need a recipe.
It's, no,
the recipe is the name.
Yeah,
you pop the corn.
That's it.
But I have a. I checked out a play the week before lockdown, which I was like upset. I was like, why did I check out? Why did it have to be like the thing I could read in a day? And I still have it. But I recently went on the library. They didn't charge me for it. I renewed it. So now I will return it at a good time.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Another year and a half.
Yeah. I know.
I'll take it. Yeah,
I do all digital. I don't trust myself to go back. It's all,
I know. Well, the library ebook is great.
Yeah.
I love it. And audiobooks. I love an audiobook.
Yes.
I do things while I listen.
I used to have a podcast about self-help, and just because I was like reading those books all the time, I started listening to them audiobook, but I realized I did not like it because when I'm reading it, it's going through like my voice. But when I'm listening to it, it just sounds like someone who's like telling me to do things. And I was like, oh, no.
I can see that being a huge turn off for helping yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay.
Yeah.
That fact was as hot as the guy who my mom used to work in the library. The guy that would come in and pretend to be an electrician and tell people working at the computer that they had to take off their shoes because he was doing wire works and because he had a foot fetish.
And he had garlic.
And he had garlic. No, but that
wowie
hot.
Wowie.
Yeah. He was banned from the library.
Oh, my God. That
makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sugarland, Texas. Look, watch out.
Sugarland.
Lindsay fact is as hot as my local public library in my hometown, which is right across the street from a fire station. So just by default, you're going to be a little hot.
Yeah.
A little spicy.
Oh, I love that.
Like fun for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Oh, I'm not.
We do have another host.
Just saying words.
Okay.
That fact was as hot as 00, 0 all the way to 100, i.e. the reference and encyclopedia and dictionary section of the library, the hottest section there is.
Yes, yes. Oh, that fact was as hot as the old computers that would like run so hot that you like couldn't like put your hand on it.
Yes.
So hot at those damn libraries. So hot.
That is hot. Speaking of hot, Chloe, it's your turn to take us home.
Yeah, I'm excited. So excited that I can't hold the mic. Mine is quick. The phrase, and also I thought I was like, I also change facts mid recording because I remembered an old fact I forgot to bring in. Then talking about Shem reminded me. Here it is. The phrase, a jack of all trades is a master of none, is not the whole phrase. It's actually, a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. So it's fully the opposite of what we take the phrase to mean.
Oh.
It's like, if you specialize in one thing, you're worse than, you're in the worst shape you could have been otherwise.
Shem, you're doing great. We're doing great. Yeah. We're not, yeah, we're a jack of all trades.
But didn't you say it's often better than a master of one?
Yeah. So it's, yeah, a jack of all trades is a master of none, which is true, but oftentimes better than a master of one. So like what we think of as someone
who's I do agree with that because I'm just like, I like after like seeing like how people's education fall through with like liberal arts colleges or like just people that are like have those multiple perspectives that they can kind of meld together.
Yeah.
Those are the people I find the most interesting too. Like you've all know Harari. He's just like a historian and an anthropologist and like a meditation. It's like, it's just like so many things. And he's just got this like incredible perspective on things.
Yeah. I always wonder like people who just like go to work and like don't have like a hobby or like a personal interest. I'm like, what do you do? That was like kids in school that didn't do like after school clubs and stuff. I'd be like, what do you do after school? What do you do after you finish your homework?
Yeah. I don't know what people do if they don't have an interest. They just go and watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like drink. I mean, I love to drink at bars. Drink. I'm not going to like,
I'm not going to
knock it.
But you can't. Yeah. It's tough on you though.
Like go to like restaurants.
Mental. Yeah. It's also one of those things where it's like somebody was like, you need something to celebrate when you do that stuff. You can't just keep doing that stuff without a reason, you know? Otherwise, it becomes redundant. Who's ringing my doorbell?
Spooky.
Oh, sorry. That's me.
Is there any way I can go
get this?
Okay.
Go. This is a good point.
There's every way.
I'm just laughing at all of us, just like staring at ourselves.
Hello. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit. I'm just thinking about the earth being thick as hell. I can't believe that.
Linz, have you watched Legendary?
No.
So could you like it? Okay. Did you like So You Think You Can Dance ever?
Oh, I would not compare the two. I would, but I get what you're doing, but
no,
I'd be
no.
like, if
it's
you
like a dance competition.
I didn't watch So You Think You Can Dance, off. Before I left the UK, I watched the first two or three seasons of Strictly Come Dancing, where it's a celebrity.
Oh, very different. Very
that gets taught how to dance by a professional dancer, and they have to like do a ballroom dance
like
every
a Dancing
week.
With the Stars type of message.
I'm guessing.
Is it more like Step Up to the Streets?
What was that?
I got some books.
Wow, it feels like a Guinness Book of
yes. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
This one. See? This is amazing.
For
like
your
I just
Brave Revolution. Okay.
Yeah. It's if you go on like Instagram, he just like kind of posts these incredible, like just quick things. You can just like open a page and just like read something quick.
Yeah.
So it's like oppression enjoys weaponizing shame. Shame is a bully. Weak once, you stand your ground. Back it down simply by being true to you. Gather your people. Be you together.
Oh, beautiful.
So just like little things. And then like I have like Rupi Kaur's book.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just wanted things that I could like quickly open and read something.
I like that.
That was like centering.
Yes.
Because shit's crazy in this world and you need that.
Yes, it is.
And I didn't want to have to go online for it. So.
Mm-hmm. No, that's smart. That's smart. Smart. What were we saying? Chloe shared a fact about
just that Shem is the master
of none. Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
What people do when they don't have things to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. After I was unemployed, I had two periods of unemployment. One, both voluntary, and like not intelligently planned. One, intelligently planned. Two. Not intelligently planned. Anyways, I was just so bored that I like kept having to do I was like, I need to start projects. And I can't imagine someone who like didn't have interests to be able to, I guess they would like start a new hobby, but wild. Mm-hmm. Wild.
Wait, what is intelligently planned?
Planned.
Oh,
planned. One of them I like gave like 3 months notice. One of them I like quit during a meeting.
Oh my God.
Intelligent and bland is having a PhD in gray or something.
I was like, truly. Oh God, I wouldn't want to talk to you.
But honestly, the one where I quit in a meeting was more bland than the one where I gave 3 months notice.
Wait, what? Can I ask what happened? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I was freelancing for a production company who honestly, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm getting a prescription delivered and Kara needs to go to the door.
Listen, we're all getting deliveries now.
What's coming to Ada? Who's next? What's coming to Ada?
Hang on, let me order it. Okay. What's your address? Say it on this podcast.
Not to give us your social security.
Yeah,
social
security. I'm sorry. Anyone follow Lindsay and Chem at their social security.
Yes. No, I was working for this production company and even before the pandemic, like literally on my first day, I was like, I made a mistake. I'm not vibing with these people. I vibed with them like during the interviews and then I got there and I was like, oh, this was a mismatch of personalities. And it was also like a really small studio. And then, you know, 3 months after joining, everything went remote. And they just like kind of had me doing like bitch work a lot of the times, which the next job I had after that was like a director level role where I was like managing 7 people. So like,
yeah,
I was capable of more, but I was like, whatever. But basically, I asked like, is there any chance like I could become full time? And they were like, yeah, let's have a review. It'll be in 10 minutes. Basically they asked me to like work free one weekend and I said, no, I set a boundary. And then during the review, they were like, we would give you like a higher title, but like, you weren't there for the team when you asked to be paid for your work. Also, this was like during the pandemic and my hours had already been cut. So I was only working like 3 days a week. Like I couldn't afford to work for free for them for a weekend. And then I just like couldn't take it anymore. And I was like, that's gaslighting. And they were like, what? No. And they were like, are you mad at us? Or are you mad at yourself? And I was like, that's gaslighting. I'm mad at you. And I don't think I want to work here anymore. And then I quit. Yay.
That's amazing. Amazing.
If you go back and listen to the first 15 episodes of this podcast, you can now have subtext.
Why I was like so bored and unemployed.
Yeah.
And was
let's
just
put
like,
this one at the top of the, let's put this one before this in order.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you did. Good for you. I'm glad you were able to speak to it because usually a lot of people in that moment wouldn't have the ability to like have that clarity. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. That was one where my therapist was like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Look, the work you've been doing. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
But what did I do?
And now I had no money.
Yeah. I was like, thank you. But but then it was fine. It worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my therapist accidentally unleashed a monster. It was the right thing and I already think about it, but she was like, look, because we were talking about me quitting and like waiting till I had a job, weighing all the mental health, da 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 da. Right. She was like, look, the universe usually rewards big chances and big risks. And I was like, Alana, you've opened a box. Watch out. It's gonna be a lot of big decisions coming, Alana.
I love that Alana was referencing the universe.
But yeah, she fully I was like, oh, we're on the same page, Alana. I love you.
What was the day that was like a big day for manifestation? Wasn't it called like the great something? It's like the great whatever. This was last year. It was supposed to be like an important day for manifestation. And I told my therapist and she was like, I know. She was like, you don't have to explain it to me. Good, I was like, good. Oh my God. Okay, cool.
Whoa.
I love you. Yeah.
I'm working on some manifestation right now.
I'm really bad at it.
Yeah. I've never really, but now I've got like some time. So
let's do it.
If you're curious, the universe is approximately 9.134 gigaparsecs large. So like that's just big.
But as far as we know, right?
As far as the known universe.
Okay.
And it's kind of apple shaped.
I do have an apple shaped body. So
hairs and apples.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's a giga?
A gigaparsec.
Oh.
Like a unit of time. And that's
how light travels. Okay.
As far as we know, that's a dumb way, like a scientist would explain it to me. like it would be if we, as Florence was saying, it's too complicated.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
At some point, you have to just stop. Yeah.
The basically the little add-on I have for that is, in a world where if time travel like it's real, it still would be like, say we figure out like, oh, we can travel in time, sure. In order to travel back to like see the dinosaurs, you would have to add in the calculation of where did we travel in the galaxy between where the dinosaurs were like millions of years ago and now. And you also have to go, okay, I'm going to time travel 200 million years. But also at that point of time, we weren't here. If that makes sense. So you also have to go.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Time, right? It's like, if you actually dig into it, it's a whole mess.
Oh no.
Sorry, Rachel.
Well, your fact was as hot as that statement. It's making my body feel, which is like, my back sweating really bad.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. I like to sweat. I love that.
How hot was Chloe's fact?
Oh, yeah.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as a person who is being a one-man band and at the same time fixing a hole in the sink.
Whoa!
A master of none?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. A jack of all trades is what I meant to say.
you master of none. I prefer the term jack of all trades. Thank you.
Chloe, your fact was as hot as the Netflix original comedy, Master of One. It's not as funny, but it doesn't star Aziz Ansari, so I can still watch it without feeling guilty.
Chloe, your fact is as hot as when you have a bra on like a hot day.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
There's
so hot.
There's a chat at work which is called Lady Town, and recently that was one of the topics. Everyone was like, all right, I want to wear a bra, but it's hot, it's sweaty. What is the best bra for this scenario? And someone was like, just no bra. And they're like, no, I need a bra.
Yeah.
I want it.
It's no win. There's no win. It's just sports bra, and then you're like, change to the next. Just wick away the sweat.
Yes.
At some point, maybe it's just me, who knows? You're home, you're shirtless, your bra's off, but it's this. You have just taken your bra off, so the sweat is still there, and then your boobs are like on, and you're just like, get off.
Yeah. That's when you just stand in front of the AC and like,
you know a trick? A trick that I like to tell people, especially if they come home and they're really hot, is immediately wash your feet in cold water. It'll cool down your whole body.
Mm-hmm. And the back of your neck as well.
Yeah. That's why I rip my socks off.
Yes. That makes sense. Rip them off.
But don't put garlic on.
But don't put garlic on.
Soak them in cold water and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a great segue to Florence. Now you have the honor, challenge of picking the hottest fact of today, which we will recap. As a reminder, you can pick your own. We had Shem with...
People in old times didn't think the Earth was flat. Yeah. They did think it was a circle, and they didn't realize it was an oblate spheroid. So those were dum-dums.
I love that.
Mine was stinky garlic feet.
Yes.
Yours was the Earth.
The pear-shaped and the actual, like... It's not Mount Everest. That's the furthest from the equator. I mean, not the equator, the center of the Earth.
Center.
Mine was Guinness Book of Records' most stolen book from the library.
So good.
And I had Don't Be a Master of One.
Whoa.
I think for today, what was a really nice perspective shift was Don't Be a Master.
Of
that was a really nice like, oh, okay, cool. Just another lie we can throw out.
Yeah, I can do everything.
Oh
my God, Florence, you just made a connection in my brain. Okay, I didn't look this up. I didn't research it. Do you think this is? It probably is. We don't have to think. Capitalism was like, no. You're not going to do multiple things. You're going to have one job, one specialization, and we're going to just like.
Yeah, you need to be a cog. Like, you need
this.
To like.
Yeah, it's just like. Maybe we don't have to say the end of this. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely capitalism.
I'm just curious why it fell off.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, congratulations.
Well, it doesn't account for people's fulfillment or like a holistic life.
Yeah.
it accounts for itself and like production. Yeah.
Do your job and nothing else.
No humanity.
Woo! Well, Florence, thank you so much.
Oh my God.
If our followers are followers or listeners, sorry, I don't mean to sound like we have like a,
we have a cult following.
Or followers.
But we will.
Activate now.
The code word is Dumbo.
You guys can't see this, but everyone's doing the worm. Yeah. I'm like, what is this cult?
Shem mask on.
Yeah.
Dead. If our listeners are like, oh my gosh, where can I see more Florence? Where can I listen to more Florence? Yes. Where can I get more? Where can they find you?
I'm pretty into Insta stories and like Instagram stuff at Florence KF. I mean, Flowtown USA on Twitter, but honestly, I'm never there. It's too much, too many things.
I agree.
But like Florence KF, and then you can befriend me on Facebook, and that's where I put like, you know, show invites and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. See her in person. She's very funny and wonderful and lovely.
When's your Jiva in person show coming up? I think this episode comes out very soon.
Okay, let me think. I just did those shows. I'm waiting for more dates at the Armory. And then, oh yeah, at the end of the month, I have Asian AF at Caveat. I think it's July. Wait, yeah, we're in July now.
Yes.
It is July 31st at Caveat. So that would be great if people want to come out.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
We will post a little linkity dinkity to that in the thingity dinkity.
Thinkity dinkity.
But yeah, it was so much fun having you.
It was such a great morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. As always, we are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. You can find us on all social media at We Are Trash Comedy. And
do you feel like if you stood in that corner over there, you could coffee grind that, or is it too sweet?
Oh my God, please. Please don't hang up on me.
Yeah, I could definitely do it.
Okay. I was just like,
do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah, like just like Florence can see.
Okay.
While Rachel goes and sets up, just a little reminder, we have two live shows. One is on Monday, July 26th at Caveat at 7:30 p.m. where Trash will be doing sketch on the Young Douglas show, Akon. And then okay, I'm going to pause and do the other show afterwards.
Wait, I got
to change. Okay, I'm going to have to bend my leg, but usually your leg is straight. And then you go around, and then you jump. And then you just keep going around. And then you go around.
Whoa.
Social media,
Shem, can I tell you,
that was just
now that
Florence.
Rachel has done that on the floor, can I tell you the secret I've been holding on to? I can also do the worm.
We could double worm together.
I haven't done it in a decade, but I think we could do it together.
Okay.
There's not enough space, so like you worm first.
Well, Chloe goes and sets up. Our other show is on Friday, July 30th at Under St. Mark's. At 7:30 p.m., show at 8 p.m.
I love this so much. I love that you're warming up.
Oh my goodness.
And then can you go back? I don't know. I haven't done it because it's
forward. Forward feels like it's harder.
I'm worried.
Oh, I still go the other way. But you did a really good job. Thanks.
That was incredible.
Shem, you're up.
15 years later.
Wait, has Lindsay finished doing plugs?
Yeah.
Lindsay finished.
Okay. What's wild is that, like, I can also do the worm, but I'm not going to do it right now.
I feel like I'm letting the team down.
Wait, get out. Stop
it. I'm letting the team down. I can't do the worm. I can do the pony, which is not a breakdown.
Again, I can do the worm, but I haven't done it since I was, like,
that's
a teen.
The thing you learn is...
I love the stretching.
If you haven't done the worm in 15 years, it doesn't feel the same.
your body's different.
Yeah, I'm going to try it after Shem, but it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it, like, well anymore, but it's more like...
You did it!
Oh, my God.
Like that, but it was more like just being able to, like...
I would not have the confidence to clap and dive to the floor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, stop it. I'm scared.
Daddy!
I don't think I can watch next time. I fully would just clap and stop.
Oh my God. That was honestly amazing.
All right.
Here we go, Florence. Podcast in a show for you, baby.
I know.
That was like a personal talent show.
I feel so lifted right now.
Yes.
Lifted by breakdance.
Yay.
Well, incredible.
Well, all that remains is to say goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.